Hi, everybody. It's Dawn from Out of the Spiritual Closet with Dawn and the Angels and the Akashic. And for this week, I wanted to talk to you about pendulums, what they are, how you can use them, and why you'd want to use them. And so a pendulum is called a divination device, I believe is what they would call it. But this would be a pendulum. It will be a pointed object on a string that could rotate in different directions. Now, of course, my pendulum is an official pendulum, but I have been known on occasion to use a necklace as a pendulum, to use a bracelet, to get a string, to just even get a string and tie a rock to the end of it. You can use your body as a pendulum as well. All of these are great ways, but it doesn't have to be a fancy pendulum. You would want to invoke the intentions into your pendulum. I want to receive the best, unbiased, fully aligned, divine guidance for my questions today. I personally would use a journal or a notebook paper and write down your questions ahead of time. Then what you can do is you'd want to set up a test with your pendulum. And what you'll do is you'll want to have a circle or a shape of some kind. I personally would use a circle. And there's two questions, or you could ask three. What is my yes? What is my no? And what is my maybe? Other people may have different ways of saying it, but that's typically the ones that I use. And what will happen is when you ask the question, and so like for me right now with my pendulum, I could ask, will anybody watch this video? So it says yes. That's my yes. My yes goes back and forth. Some people's yes could be a circle. Circle clockwise, a circle counterclockwise, okay? Some people's go side by side. You'll learn what yours are. So you ask, what is my yes? And then what is my no? What is my maybe? So for me, it's saying my yes is back and forth. What is my no? My no is a counterclockwise circle, and my maybe is a clockwise circle. And I'm holding it up so you could see this, but we always want to make sure that I try not to look at it because I don't want to like try to force the answer, right? If I want it to be a yes or something. So I typically close my eyes when I do it, but you would just hold it. They actually sell pendulum boards too. So I would write down my questions and I would go deeper with the questions. Well, and they have to be yes, no questions when you're using a pendulum, right? Which is opposite of the Akashic records because we say, please, never any yes, no questions. So the other thing to remember with the pendulum is, the answer you're receiving is for this moment in time. You always have free will. You can get three yeses for three things you should do. And if you choose not to do those, then the full yes may not come in. The bounty may not come, okay? So I've had people say before, well, you said X, Y, Z, and that didn't happen that way. Well, yeah, but you were guided that doing A, B, and C would get you to X, Y, Z, and you didn't want to do A, B, and C. So when I say take it with a grain of salt, it's a moment in time that it's giving you the best supportive answers for. I also intimated that you can use your body. You want to work up to that. Some people could do it right away, but your body is a pendulum, right? So you'd want to be grounded in the earth. And then you would just ask, you know, what is my yes? You'd have to get in a little bit of meditation. And what is my no? And actually, my body is doing the same as what the pendulum did. It was going back and forth for the yes and circle to the left, counterclockwise for the no. So it's a great way to get out of your head for a moment and using the pendulum to try to call in guided answers. Make sure you put protection around yourself. Make sure you call in the highest and most authentic light beings, okay, before you do any of that. But then you can feel free to play with the pendulum and also with your body as your pendulum. So I hope that this helps you in some way, shape, or form. And let me know how you like playing with the pendulum. Did you love it? Was it eh? Did you try doing it with your body? If anyone tries doing the pendulum with your body, I'd love to hear your experience. Also, make sure you stay safe when you do that, because I did get a little dizzy the first time I tried that. So anyhow, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk with you soon. Bye-bye.